This final method, known as a feedback sandwich, is tried and true in academia. The feedback sandwich is where you give the student a compliment, then give them a criticism, and end with a compliment. And while this sounds like a good idea, it's really not a good idea because the learners don't always recognize the take-home point. Here's what they think in their mind. Well, I got two things really good and one thing that I could probably improve, so I must be doing pretty good. Remember, feedback needs to be explicit, and the feedback sandwich does not allow for explicitivity. The feedback sandwich is also difficult because it ends on a positive note, and there's no way to strategize how to improve for that student. So you can say, you did one thing really good, you need to improve this, you did a second thing really well, where do you go from here? You need to be able to give the student a way to move forward. A lot of people use the feedback sandwich because it starts and ends on a positive note, and it makes them feel better. But in all honesty, feedback is about making a better student.